This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Armed kidnappers have taken 140 students from their boarding school in northwestern Nigeria, according to local officials on Monday. Attackers opened fire on the Bethel Baptist High School in Kaduna State early Monday, abducting most of the 165 pupils boarding there overnight. Teachers at the school told reporters they don't know where the students were taken. Police in Kaduna State said they have rescued 26 people, including one teacher. Monday's abduction is one of many recent kidnappings, usually for ransom, that have hit schools in northern Nigeria. Late last month, gunmen attacked a school in the northwest state of Kebbi, abducting at least 80 students and teachers. Amnesty International reports about 600 schools in northern Nigeria have closed as a result of persistent attacks since late last year. Nigerian authorities have faced increased criticism over the kidnappings, one of the country's many security challenges, including the Boko Haram insurgency in the northeast and a growing separatist movement in the southeast. After his administration fell short of its Independence Day vaccination goal, U.S. President Joe Biden is expected on Tuesday to appeal to unvaccinated Americans to get their shots. The president declared a partial victory during Independence Day festivities on Sunday evening at the White House, where he and First Lady Jill Biden personally greeted many of the 1,000 invited first responders, essential workers, and military service members. The Biden administration had aimed to have 70% of American adults at least partially vaccinated against COVID-19 by July 4th. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said Friday that 67% have received one dose of a COVID vaccine and 47% have received both doses. VOA News. A press watchdog group, Reporters Without Borders, named 37 world leaders Monday as media predators who, quote, cracked down massively on press freedom. For the first time, the list includes a Western European head of state, Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban. The list also includes two women, Sheikh Hasina, Prime Minister of Bangladesh, and Carrie Lam, the pro-Beijing chief executive of Hong Kong. Reporters Without Borders said the most notable name on the list is Saudi Arabia's crown prince, Mohammed bin Salman, who's thought to be responsible for the murder of Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul in 2018. Pope Francis is alert, breathing without assistance, and in a good overall condition following surgery to remove part of his colon. That's according to a statement from the Vatican on Monday. The 84-year-old pope is expected to stay in a hospital for 7 days, barring any complications, following his three-hour operation on Sunday night by a 10-person surgical team at Rome's Gemelli Hospital. The pope underwent a left hemicolectomy, a procedure in which one side of the colon is removed. It was the first time the Vatican had disclosed the specific nature of his surgery. The United Nations envoy compared Belarus to a totalitarian state on Monday. The UN special rapporteur told the Human Rights Council the forced grounding of a passenger plane in Minsk shows the Belarusian government's wish to end all forms of dissidence. That forced landing led to the arrest of an onboard journalist in May. Anaïs Morin told the Geneva-based forum that the situation, quote, illustrates the desires of authorities to end all forms of dissidence by purging society of elements it considers undesirable. She also described a deteriorating situation in the former Soviet state. Tropical storm Elsa is sweeping along Cuba's southern coast, and forecasters expect it to make landfall on the island's central shore today. Cuban officials evacuated 180,000 people as a precaution against the possibility of heavy flooding from a storm that already battered several Caribbean islands and killed at least three people. Elsa is forecast to cross over Cuba by Monday night and then head for Florida, where a state of emergency has been declared in 15 counties. And some Spanish regions are rolling back curbs on nightlife only weeks after dropping them. This comes as soaring numbers of coronavirus infections pop up among the unvaccinated youth, fearing that this surging contagion could strain healthcare services. Health officials in several parts of the country are rushing to reach people under 30 with COVID-19 vaccinations. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.